So yes, freedom is very important, but there's an opposite to freedom, of course, and that is bondage, is restriction, it's imprisonment even. And sometimes it feels to us these days as though, well, we're living in a prison all the time. There are so many restrictions, there are so many prohibitions, so many things we can't do, so many places we can't go to, so many limitations and restrictions of every kind. And it has been said that human life itself can be compared, to a prison. It's limited. There's so many things outside, so many things beyond. But here we are, as it were, in a prison. Some of us, of course, are quite happy in the prison. Perhaps don't even realize it's a prison. Sometimes, people just try to make the prison a bit more comfortable, rather than trying to escape from the prison. And sometimes, of course, they write things on the wall of the prison, perhaps maybe rude things on the wall, just to show their defiance. But it's not a real defiance, because they remain in the prison. And of course, in this connection, one remembers that famous simile of Plato, the cave. The cave and the prisoners in the cave. Somewhere in his book, The Republic, Plato describes the cave. It's a deep, dark cave. And people are in that cave. And they sit facing the rear wall. And behind them, there is a light and there are movements. And they see the shadows of things projected onto the wall in front of them. And that's all they see. They see the shadows of things. They don't see the realities of things. And according to Plato, they can't turn around and look behind them and see what is there, because they're tied, they're bound, they're shackled. So all that they can see are these shadows dancing on the wall in front of them. They can't see the objects themselves, the shapes themselves. They can't see the light. They can only see the reflections. So in this way, Plato gives us a very vivid sense of our own, as it were, existential situation of being imprisoned and limited and bound and fettered.